This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Alex Conan, press secretary for the Republican National Committee. As we've reported to you on Monday's program, state officials in Minnesota have certified Al Franken, the Democratic Senate candidate, as having the most votes after the recount process has been completed. He's not certified as the winner, though, because Republican Senator Norm Coleman has the chance to challenge those results, and the Secretary of State and the governor have yet to sign off on the final results. But what options does Senator Coleman have? That's what we'll look at now. And Alex, it's great to have you with us. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, thanks. Same to you.
Well, the RNC came out with a statement pretty quickly after Monday's development, saying this is a long way from being over. What do you see as the grounds for overturning the results as they stand right now?
Well, Greg, as you pointed out, there's in Minnesota, after the recount finishes, both candidates have an opportunity to file what's called an election contest. That is to ask the courts to look into any irregularities, any problems they saw with the recount. The Coleman campaign saw multiple problems with the recount as it was going on, and then in all the cases, the canvassing board and the Supreme Court at the time said, you know what, these aren't issues for us to deal with right now when we're just in the business of counting votes. These are issues to be dealt with after the recount during the contest, which is the phase that we're entering now. These sorts of issues involve a Minneapolis precinct where 133 ballots went missing. According to the Democrats, Republicans would suggest that those 133 ballots never existed because they were supposedly there on election day, but then during the recount, the ballots were missing. During the recount, they decided to include the original number, which gave Al Franken 133 votes, which in a race this close is a substantial number. Now that we're heading into court, we're hoping that the courts will decide, you know, the purpose of this recount was to see if the ballots actually existed. During the recount, the ballots did not exist, and so those votes should not have been included. Obviously, that would result in the 133 votes going back to Coleman, which could swing the election.
There are some who say that once this canvassing board has made its decisions, that whoever comes out on the short end of the stick should do the collegial thing and let that stand. You've talked about one of the major reasons why you believe this contest needs to go forward. Is there any concern about stalling the seating of a new senator, or perhaps the reseating of Senator Coleman?
Well, you know, I think that seating of a U.S. senator is a really big deal. It's a 6-year term, which is a long time. It's obviously longer than even a president serves, and so I think it's worth taking the extra couple weeks here to make sure that the right person is seated from the state of Minnesota, so that Minnesotans know that the senator that's representing them for the next 6 years is the one that deserves to be there. It's the one that they elected in the election. So I think it's worth taking the extra time to resolve all these issues that resulted during the recount and during the election. Let's resolve them in court now, so that whoever does come to Washington has the confidence of Minnesotans that he won the election.
Another issue that was addressed yesterday in court was about 650 absentee ballots that the Coleman campaign believes were improperly disqualified. What are the facts on that, and do you believe that in the end those will be counted?
In Minnesota, there's a couple different reasons why an absentee ballot might be rejected by local election officials on election night for whatever reason. In a lot of cases, these are volunteers, or they're people that are working long hours, and thousands of these ballots were improperly rejected. During the recount, we went back and looked at some of these ballots, and we tried to, in many cases, we were successful in having thousands of these rejected absentee ballots included in the final count. Unfortunately, some 600 absentee ballots, as you point out, had been rejected previously that we thought were wrongly rejected, were not included in the final count. We want the court to take a look at those rejected absentee ballots and hopefully they'll agree with us that they were wrongly rejected and they'll be added to the count.
Alex, how does this process work? In other words, who is on this board, or if there even is a board, that decides whether or not the contesting claims of Senator Coleman are valid or invalid?
That's a good question, and it's something that's going to be sorted out over the next couple of days here. The chief of the Minnesota State Supreme Court will appoint a panel of three. He may be on it, or he may not be on it. Since he was on the canvassing board, which is the one that looked at the actual recount numbers, which is the phase that just completed, there's some thought that he might recuse himself from the actual panel that's looking at these resulting issues from the canvassing panel. But it's something that's going to be worked out over the next couple days here.
Alex, we'll have to call time there. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Alex Conant, Republican National Committee Press Secretary. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Find us online at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.